Hello, everyone. Welcome to Peer-to-Peer Real Estate Show. I'm your host, Willie Morales. On today's show, I got Aaron Martinez. He is a social media influencer that opened his first YouTube channel just to have someone to talk to. Now, he is working in the real estate business, helping realtors with their branding and social media presence. Aaron, thank you so much for being on today's Peer-to-Peer Real Estate Show.
Dude, thanks so much for having me. I enjoyed the thanks for the intro.
No, definitely. Well, we had to do a take two. So for my friends out there, that I won't show it, but we had to do a take two. So Aaron, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get started in the branding field, and what made you obviously then go to real estate? And obviously we'll have a few topics like branding, video branding, and YouTube ads. So let's start with you first.
Yeah. So kind of like you mentioned in the intro, it was, I started my first YouTube channel back in, I was 14, so I'm 25 now, about 11 years ago, right? And it was literally, I created it as like an outlet to just like, you know, I was watching some videos one time and I was like, hey, like these guys are just like talking about anything. So let's try doing the same thing. And it went from, you know, there, I went to a point where I was uploading, I think I uploaded like every single day a video on YouTube for like 2 years straight. Like it was crazy when I was younger. So like it automatically got that like video work ethic in there. And then, from there, just, you know, creating more videos, building up more of a following. Someone reached out one time and they're like, hey, like you can like actually make money from doing this. And I was like, what? You can make money by making videos. So I just kept doing that. And, you know, that led to a couple of deals that I did with, I worked directly with Zillow at one point, a couple of years back. And that really got me, introduced to the whole real estate side of things. And we've been in the, or I guess I've been in the field ever since.
So when you started your YouTube channel, right, they said that it was, you know, according to your bio, there was a message that you wanted to get out. What was it that you wanted to get out at that time? Like, what was it at 14, 15? What was the message you were trying to portray, or at least to get out to your friends and family, and obviously having it go viral?
Yeah, well, that's actually, no one's asked that question before. I enjoyed that. Okay. So I think for me, because it makes me think a little bit. So I think for me, you know, in hindsight, like 14, 15, I probably didn't have anything like crazy to, you know, crazy insights to talk about or anything. But I think just, you know, if I look back at it, there was a couple of times where, you know, I literally got home and would just like tell my stories of the day, right? Let's say something happened in the lunchroom or something happened, you know, in conversation with my friends. And the audience at the time was, you know, people that were my age. And one comment specifically stuck with me, that they were like, hey, Aaron, like my days don't usually go that well, but every time I listen to one of your videos or watch one of your videos, it makes it better. And I think that for me, because it was super impactful, especially when I was 15, I was like, I didn't know people were watching my videos and it was impacting them. So I think that stuck with me in terms of the content. I'm not 100% sure, but that's been one of the things that's stuck with me for so long.
So I wanted to talk to you about that, right? So if someone's looking to make a name for themselves, is it content that they need to provide? Because it seems at the time you were just telling your story, but in a way that's providing some type of content. Would you agree or disagree? Because it seems in the real estate business, especially for someone that has a podcast, you always got to provide content. That's all I keep on hearing, content. What do you think about that, especially when it comes to branding yourself, especially at the beginning of your career?
That's a great question. And it's one that I get a lot because everyone preaches content, right? Whether it's Gary Vee or, you know, the person that's at the top of your, you know, the real estate game, whatever it is, everyone's just content, video. So, and just to make sure I answer it correctly, you're saying like, how do we get started with like just the ideas behind it?
Yeah, especially someone that's new, you know, let's say someone that's looking to get into a podcast or just any type of business, and they have a few things to say, but they don't have, let's say, the content. It's more of them just, you know, talking about their day like you did, you know. Is it important to have the content at the beginning or work your way to it as you get more familiar with how YouTube works and you grow in your channel?
Yeah, I think both. Yes and no. I think that at least when I think of content, and I think what I always, you know, tell everyone is make sure that when you're creating content, you're not looking at it as like, oh, I need to come up with like this super amazing piece of content every time, but more of just creating that consistent, we'll say, you know, name in your head or the name in your ideal client's head, right? So you want to make that association between, you know, Aaron, real estate. And the more that you do that, of course, when everyone, you know, someone's thinking like, you know, that back to the statistic of, it's not, you know, if someone is going to buy or sell, it's when, right? So the more that you can stay in front of those people, then making sure that, again, you're, you know, you're making that positive association. And then just a couple of videos that I always recommend people to make is, you know, one of them being an intro video, right? So that's, it's extremely important to be able to go through and, you know, go through and give people the insights that they need moving forward, right? In terms of your brand, right? So knowing who you help, what you do best. From there, you know, creating another video talking about your USP, right? Your unique selling proposition. So what makes you different out of the other thousands and thousands and thousands of agents in your area, right? Like, what makes you different? Do you offer a specific type of incentive? Do you offer this? Do you offer that? So those two things are really important. And then the last video that I always recommend is just some sort of pain solving video. So, you know, a lot of times the reason why people are going to watch your content or, you know, really go more into you is just they want to know that you're going to solve their problems, right? And as long as you can show them how you're going to solve their problems, from there, it's, just those three is the ones that I always recommend.
No, I love that. So we're talking about an intro video, so introducing ourselves, I guess, into the world. What's our unique selling point, right? What we're looking to accomplish out there and to get and help people, which is at the last one is pain solving, which I love because that's always been the key that I heard. If you get a YouTube channel, what can you solve? Like for my podcast, I wanted to make it different, Aaron, because most of the podcasts I listen to, it's about interviews, which is fine, but it's usually the same thing. It's investors. So I wanted to have a different perspective by having the contractor, the realtor, the home inspector, you know, the voices that we don't hear. So that's why I wanted to make it a different version of that type of podcast where it's just interviews only. So if you're starting a channel, you're making videos, one is how long should the videos be and how often should we upload it?
Yeah, I think one important part there is you never want to get into that position where you're almost like setting improper expectations, right? Because I think that's the quickest way to get like demotivated and just stop creating altogether, right? So don't, you know, and I know I keep going back to Gary Vee, but you know, he has this philosophy of like, you need to post 1,000 pieces of content a day, right? Unfortunately, it's not super realistic for a lot of people, right? Like Gary
Vee has easy? Like,
he has an entire content team, one of them specifically for content on YouTube, one for Instagram, one for Facebook, one for just every, you know, every outlet. So just, you know, put yourself to a schedule, right? Back to the whole, like creating that positive association. Don't feel like you have to post a million times a day. Just, you know, create a schedule once a week, twice a week, start with something, right? And then once you get the content wheels flowing, once you know kind of like, this is how I'm going to show up for my business, for myself, whether it is video, written content, repurposed, just, just holding yourself accountable to that schedule and you can always post more, but just, setting yourself and getting strict with that schedule, I'd say is the first point.
Okay, I like that. And how long should the videos be? Can we have it from as short as 30 seconds to obviously an interview series of 20, 30, 40 minutes? Is that, is there in between in that or what I said, did I make sense in that?
Yeah, that, I think that's perfect. I think, you know, just looking back to mine, right? And I think also looking at the platform, right? So for YouTube, like people are automatically, you know, like you said, when you're posting different things on your, you know, on your YouTube channel, people expect it to be longer videos, right? They're on YouTube to watch longer how-to videos or interviews and things like that. But if it's like, let's say an Instagram story, like those things are 15 seconds, 30 seconds, right? So it doesn't have to be, you know, it doesn't have to be a super long piece of content in order to, you know, see success with it. So really anything across the board.
Okay. No, that makes sense. All right. So we talk about video branding. For someone new or someone seasoned, what is it that we're looking to project to our audience? What would be an advice that you give to someone that's looking to start a channel or has a channel for a couple of years? What is it that we're looking to project? If my question makes any sense.
Yeah, so I think it'll be dependent per person, right? So the exercise that I always give everyone is make sure two things, right? Number one is you're just nailing down who your ideal client is, right? So are you working with first-time home buyers? Are you working with you know, sellers? Are you working with, I don't know, VA, you know, people that qualify for VA loans, right? Getting really, really, really specific back to the whole thing of, you know, like the riches are in the niches, right? So the more specific you can be with that, creating content around that specific client avatar so that, again, you're attracting the people that you want to work with. I think that's the first step to it. And then another exercise I always give everyone is the types of content that you want to create is, again, solving people's problems. So great example would be if let's say I'm a realtor, I help relocation families, right? Military families. I would create videos around, you know, top five steps that you need to know to move or when moving as a military family, or, you know, that, or how do I qualify for my VA loan, right? Those are the types of pieces of content I would create based on the ideal client that I'm working with. So figuring that part out first, and then the content that you're creating is just solving problems for whatever that person looks like.
And that'll follow after, okay, after you get your avatar, you know who you want, who you're looking to, I hate to sell to, but to help, let's put it that way. To help
Yeah,
out,
of course.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And for, all right. So for you, when you got your videos out and all of a sudden you started getting more and more popular, started working with Zillow, how did you get into real estate? Are you at real estate now full-time, or are you still doing your video content one and then the real estate side number two?
Yeah. So I'm actually in a pretty great situation to where I can do both. So I'm actually one of the founders of Revamped Real Estate, which is a marketing company. So we help real estate people specifically. But in terms of how I got into real estate, like Zillow was, you know, they were the first like kind of breath into real estate, if you will.
Yeah.
We would really just do like a one-off project. And then after that, I was like, well, I want to learn more about real estate. You know, let's look at some local jobs. And I started working with a local real estate company, which was, you know, they're still a thing. They're actually pretty large right now. They have over 500 agents. I think she is the like number five agent in the US or something like that. And I worked directly under her, did a lot of her marketing, video branding, things like that, based on some of the experience that I'd had. So really just taking a lot of that information that I learned there, you know, she had all of her systems, all of her processes in place, and then almost like duplicating that for my own business on the marketing side, and then just teaching other people how, you know, how I'm able to do that for, or how I was able to do that for her.
Right. Now, how busy are you? Because it seems like we all need marketing, some type of marketing course or just education. So how busy do you, how do you divide your time between the real estate side and the marketing side? Or is that all in one?
Yeah. So it's all in one. So my job title within Revamped Real Estate is head of content and video. So I pretty much like, you know, we have multiple different things that we do for real estate people. And one of those things being, you know, video ads, right? So I help produce, script, edit a lot of those video ads for real estate companies. So again, like I said, best of both worlds in terms of, okay, I'm able to help real estate people specifically with the video content that I've seen work best.
Oh, that's great. So going back, which I forgot to ask you about video branding, is appearance important? Because I've seen some videos where, you know, guys are wearing baseball caps and a sweatshirt and they're providing content and they have 12 to 13,000 followers. So is appearance any way, shape or form important? Or is, as long as you're providing some type of solving problems, people are not going to care what you look like and what you dress like?
Yeah, 100%. I think, 100% against, you don't need to be perfect, because I mean, think about like anything that, you know, maybe you've looked up in the past. Like, great example. I looked up a video last week because I got a new electric car, and the way that you jumpstart it is different from a regular car. So I, you know, looked up some videos, and the video that I watched, I didn't even see the person's face, right? Like it wasn't even like, I didn't even see them, but because I was searching for something and I got the value out of it, like he was my savior, basically. Okay. So as long as you're giving people what they want and you know, you're providing consistent content and you're solving their problems, I don't think, you know, I really honestly don't think it matters what you look like. So if that's, you know, if you're watching this or listening to this and you feel like that's a limiting belief, I would just say throw it out the window. And like, and you know, one thing that I always tell my clients, if they're scared of like, you know, hey, I don't want to be on video, I'm scared. It's like, well, let's reverse that and say like, well, how many people could you be helping if you were on video, right? How many people are out there just waiting for, you know, your help that aren't getting it because you don't want to make a video? So, you know, reframing it that way always helps.
Yeah, I think so. I think that'll definitely get them off their worry wagon a little bit. Like, hey, you are helping someone out. All right, so let's talk about YouTube ads. So how do we promote or how do we get a YouTube app up? Because I seen ads go from maybe 10 seconds to, I saw one that was, I think, almost 10 minutes long.
Yeah.
So how does that work on getting an ad up? Because I seen real estate investors or people that have courses that are looking to, you know, get their clients, they do a free webinar. But again, it runs from as small as 10 seconds to a few minutes.
Yeah. So with YouTube, what we're finding is in terms of like the step-by-step process is actually very similar to regular content, is creating, you know, your client avatar, who exactly do you want to work with? And then you create a video around that in terms of, you know, back to your question of length. We always tend to go a little bit longer on the YouTube side because, again, people are on YouTube, like they're already in that mode of just wanting to learn, as opposed to things like Facebook ads and Instagram ads. Usually you're just scrolling through. You're not really looking to buy anything. I always say, you know, you're not on Facebook with your credit card in your hand looking to buy something, whether that's, a pack of gum or a house, right? You're definitely not on Facebook to buy a house. So when you're on YouTube, what we're finding that works best, about 3 to 5 minutes of just straight educational content. Some great examples that people can even go on and implement today is, you know, talking about the, we'll say like the negative points of Zillow and Realtor.com and Trulia, to where, like, you know, we all know that a lot of the information that's put on those sites is inaccurate. It's not updated as effectively, you know, as let's say the MLS. So just creating videos around, you know, for example, hey, if you're a, you know, insert city homeowner and you're looking to buy your dream home in the next 30 to 60 days, then now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity that allows you to do that. Now, what you don't want to do is go after Zillow and the reasons are X, Y, and Z, and educate them around why they shouldn't use those sites. If they go through all the content, you give them a call to action. Hey, if you are ready to find your dream home, but you don't want to, you know, waste your time and money on these types of websites, give me a call. And that's pretty much exactly one of the ads we're running right now. That's killing it.
Yeah. And again, you're solving a problem by helping them, because it's true what you said, Zillow. I remember I was looking at some properties in, I think it was in Orlando. And I wanted to contact it was a for sale by owner. And Aaron, I think it was a week later, it was like off market. I'm like, geez, I just saw this a few days ago. But
exactly.
Yeah, because these guys are so far behind, and for them to update the website, I mean, who knows how long it takes, because a lot of these properties are either off market or you see pending or sold. And all of a sudden I'm like, I just got this ad a couple of days ago.
Exactly. And that's any homeowner, right? So as long as you can, you know, solve that problem, to educate them before they make that mistake, like you're almost a saint in their book, you know?
Yeah, you're helping them out. Mm-hmm. Okay. So depending on who you talk to, I seen some video courses, you know, free, that Facebook ads are better. You know, they're paid ads. You could go as low as $1 a day. Aaron, I'm giving you the test. Why is YouTube better than Facebook?
Yeah.
When it comes to ads. I mean, because like I said, I've been hearing all this stuff that Facebook, you know, I love Facebook because they could put the ads. It's $1 a day or $2 that you could, and then you could target your clients from 30 to 50. Again, just playing devil's advocate. Why YouTube over Facebook?
Yeah, no, I love that question. It's actually one that I've been getting a lot from people that have been seeing my content. Cause full transparency, we used to use, you know, primarily Facebook before we jumped more to the realm of YouTube. And, you know, people are always messaging me. They're like, Aaron, like, you keep saying Facebook ads don't work, and, you know, what's going on? First, you'll never hear me say Facebook ads don't work, right?
Because you said YouTube is better in ads. That's what you said. Yes.
Well, yes. Depending on the situation, right? So,
okay, cool.
For example, if someone is, you know, let's say they're looking for the most high quality, like ready to move forward leads possible, right? I would always recommend YouTube. And the reasons being, you just have a lot more targeting, right? You can target people that are actively searching on websites like Zillow and Realtor.com. You know, you can ethically borrow traffic from their websites. You can target income ranges, right? So we can target people that are in the top 50, 20, 10% of income ranges. And the most important one is we can target people that are actively searching for specific things. So let's say they're searching for how to buy a house or how to sell my current house, or, you know, let's say they're searching for, you know, what is my home worth, right? If they're looking for these things, plus the income, plus they're on these other websites, we can only assume that they are someone that is, we'll say, in market, right? As opposed to, like we said, on Facebook, is like you're kind of disrupting people and you can get a lot of leads. Like you said, you can spend $1 a day and get a couple leads, but are those leads going to convert as high as someone that's actually looking? from our statistics and from what we've seen, not as much. But I mean, what I always tell people too is like, let's say you're a brokerage, you're a massive brokerage, and you're looking to generate thousands and thousands and thousands of leads on a monthly basis. If you just want quantity, Facebook 100% of the time, right? Because the average cost per lead on, let's say on Facebook is, I don't know, a couple bucks. When on YouTube, it could be $10, $15, $20 for, you know, a quality lead. But again, we've seen some, you know, upwards of about 8% conversion from actual lead to deal, as opposed to Facebook's 1-2.
Oh, wow. That's a huge difference in my, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. So so for YouTube ad, is it expensive or it depends on how long you want to run the ad or the aesthetics of it? Can you give us like a couple of examples?
Of the YouTube ad?
Of a YouTube. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's say I'm looking to get my podcast out there more. You know, I want more people to download it or at least to look at the videos. What does William Morales do? Like if it, you know, like a couple of steps.
Yeah. So one thing, and if we're stepping outside of real estate into more of like the podcast field, is the first thing I always look at is what is your average client will say like cost, right? Because for example, like with a home sale, it's going to take us a lot, we'll say more, it's going to be more expensive to acquire a client that's going to give us, let's say, $7,000 to $10,000 in commission, as opposed to on the other side of things with a podcast, like I'd say you could probably get away with like $5 a day and get a pretty good amount of listeners and people moving through because it's free, right? It's free to acquire a client. It's not like they're paying anything. There's no barrier to entry. It's just the barrier is let's click this ad. Let's fill out the information. Let's subscribe and listen. Right. So, I mean, what we're doing for our podcast is now with that specifically, full transparency for our podcast, we're using Facebook because we can spend, you know, $10 a day to acquire, you know, 50, 100, 200 new listeners every single day. So I think it that would be the first part too, is just looking and see, okay, what is my, you know, what is my goal? Right. And then reverse engineering from there and putting a strategy together from there.
So both platforms, Facebook and YouTube, that obviously has its niches, but it depends on who you want to target, who you want to work with. Okay. I mean, because, you know, I wasn't sure if, you know, we're going to kick Facebook to the curb.
Oh, no. Like I said, there's definitely different like pros and cons of each of them. And I think depending on, you know, a lot of different factors, I mean, that could be a whole other podcast episode.
Yeah, definitely. So what's happening in the world today with the pandemic, has it affected business in any sense at all for you guys? Or are you guys picking up clients by the dozens.
Yeah. I mean, as a business, like we're actually, it's interesting because world events definitely does, you know, impact a lot of the ad side. You know, bring us back to, let's say, March or more April of this year is, you know, when the whole like COVID thing happened and all that stuff, it was, you know, we started to see a lot lower lead costs, right? Because a lot of these larger companies, or we'll say like mid-sized, maybe smaller companies, started to pull out their advertising because they didn't feel like people were in market and things like that. So our average lead cost went from anywhere from like $5 to $6 down to like 80 cents. Like we were generating leads like crazy. So the clients that we had at the time and the ones that understood that like this is the time to invest, they've like literally skyrocketed in, you know, in their business from the lead generation side. Fast forward to about right now where we're seeing, you know, the election stuff happening is there's a ton of companies spending on, you know, on the election stuff. So we're seeing our ad costs like skyrocket, right? As opposed to like 80 cents back in March, it's taken us like, I don't know, $7, $10, $15 to acquire the exact same lead because there's so many other companies that are competing right now.
That's amazing because, you know, again, I've talked to, on the interview side of the podcast, I talked to a bunch of people that their business has shot up because of the COVID. I guess more people at home. They get, you know, they're looking at their computer. They're, you know, looking, whether they're looking at YouTube videos or Facebook ads, whatever. It's like they're more concentrated now because they don't need to be out there wasting the money. They could be, in my opinion, more productive by being at home, looking at YouTube videos or Facebook ads or whatever it is, especially on the real estate side, especially for investors or like you said, homeowners that are looking to buy, you know, to buy their first property. So first of all, Aaron, you have a book in you. I don't know if you wrote a book, but you definitely have a book in you.
No. So in terms of like recommendations?
No, I'm saying for you. I mean, I'll definitely
ask. Oh, gotcha. Say, yeah.
Yeah. I definitely wanted some book recommendations, but I'm saying you have a book in you. You know that.
Yeah, no, it's funny. Like, it's actually really weird that you say that, because yesterday I was texting some of my business partners and I was like, we have a lot of information about like YouTube and stuff. So we need to figure out like, what is the easiest way to get out like a book? Cause I don't want to go through like publishing and stuff like that. I just want to like, I want to write out my thoughts. I want to put it out there. I want like somebody else to write it. And then like, and then it get published.
Yeah, no, definitely. Because you have definitely a lot to say. And I think you can help more and more people. Mm-hmm. And talking on the book recommendations, any book would you recommend to my audience and your audience?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm not huge on like reading. I'm mostly like audiobooks. Like that's my thing.
That's fine. I love audiobooks too. I mean, when I'm on the road, I'm listening to either Jim Rohn or Tony Robbins or anything like that. So yeah, I'm fine with audiobooks. That could be just as good, obviously.
Yeah, so two that I would recommend for everyone, and this is just because I'm a marketing guy, but one of them being Expert Secrets by Russell Brunson. I'm not sure if you've heard of like ClickFunnels, but he's the you know, he's the owner of ClickFunnels, and he has three books. He has Expert Secrets, Traffic Secrets, and the last one, it's slipping my mind for some reason, but
I think it's dot com
Secrets. Yep.
Yeah, that's the book. I got that book. I'm reading that book now.
Perfect.
That's a good book.
So, yeah.
It's like three quarters of the way. And I'm like, boy, this guy's amazing.
Yeah. .com Secrets is like the intro to the advertising side. And then Traffic Secrets is more of like the paid advertising and things like that. And then Expert Secrets is the one that I'm more talking about. It's just kind of just like that next level after that. And then Cashvertising is a really good copywriting book. So it basically just goes over the psychology of like how to write, how to do copywriting. So really just like how to really attract people based on the way that you write, and, you know, just to bring people in. Cause that's, I mean, pretty much all we do is like, how can we create the best type of copywriting that is going to, you know, bring in as many people as possible and bring our cost per acquisition down as much as possible. So those two really definitely two books that I would recommend to anybody looking to start in advertising.
All right. So we got Expert Secrets and Cashvertising.
Yep.
And let's not forget Traffic Secrets and .com Secrets. I mean,
exactly.
I'm reading .com Secrets. I think that's a really good book. And like I said, I'm three quarters of the way done. Talk about your podcast. When did you start it? How often is it out there, and where can people listen to it?
Yeah. So we actually started a podcast about, I'd say, probably 3 months ago. Like really seriously, the uploading has been within the past like 2 months. Every Monday we go live with a video or with an episode. It's called the Real Estate Marketing Secrets Podcast. And we pretty much just do, you know, we go live actually in our Facebook group, which is, if you want to throw that in there, YouTube Success for Real Estate Professionals. And we go over just everything about like growing YouTube channels, how to run YouTube ads, things like that. It's all completely free. And every Wednesday we go live with the show that is repurposed as a podcast. So back to the whole content thing, right?
Yeah, it's like
we're using that one podcast on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on podcasts, on YouTube, like it's going everywhere. So definitely something to take a look at if you're looking to, you know, grow a YouTube channel or, you know, start some YouTube apps for yourself.
No, that sounds good. Well, listen, Aaron, thank you so much for being on Peer-to-Peer Real Estate Show. I really appreciate it. And again, talk about your sites. Where can people find you? Let's talk about Revamp Real Estate again, Twitter, LinkedIn, whatever. Talk about them again.
So the easiest way, and it's kind of everything, is just going to be revampedrealestate.com. That's revamped. I know some people always just put like revamp, but revamped real estate. And if you're looking to revamp your social media and, you know, digital presence, definitely have everything there for you.
Yeah, definitely. And we'll definitely put it on the show notes. Well, again, Aaron, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it.
Appreciate you having me on, man.
Yep. Sounds good. Take care, buddy.
Right.
Well, everyone, that was Aaron Martinez, and you can find him at reagentgrowth.com. That's reagentgrowth.com. Aaron, thank you so much for being on today's Peer-to-Peer Real Estate Show.
Really appreciate it.
You can find me at peer-to-peerrealestate.com. That's peer2peerrealestate.com. Also, when you get a chance, please go to Apple Podcasts. Please subscribe, leave a review. Tell us how we can make this show better. And before I go, guys, there's a couple more things. Do not give up on your dreams. Fight for it. Guard it. Protect it. Don't let anyone talk you out of it. And I really believe if you keep the momentum going, good things will happen. Anyway, on behalf of Peer-to-Peer Real Estate, I'm Willie Morales. Until next time, thanks, everybody. Have a great day, and please stay safe. Bye.